Katie's World starts now.
Hi, Elmo.
Oh, hi, Miss Katie.
Are you ready to play dress up?
Dress up?
Well, you said you wanted to play dress up. Well, don't you? Come on, Elmo. Don't you want to play? Elmo!
Happy Tuesday, happy Tuesday, happy Tuesday, everybody. Welcome to the 21st episode of Katie's World on RazRadioLive.com. It is 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I am your grand dame of the .com, the purveyor of the peculiar, the one and only Miss Kinky Katie. With me tonight is my special co-host. Once again, we have Mr. Eric.
What's up, Katie?
Hi. Well, I don't know if you wanted me to say your last name or not. Some people get weird like that.
Nah, I don't care. You know, it's all over Facebook and everything too. But yeah, I did come back. I didn't get scared away last week. I braved it for another week.
All right, well, good. Good, I'm glad. Yeah, because Dave doesn't like to have his last name projected over, you know, broadcasted. And he also doesn't like his Twitter handle. So, of course, I have to yell at his Twitter handle all the time. Just because it's fun. And just call him Four-Toed whenever I can because I know he's listening. Four-Toed Jones! Anywho. If you want to reach me on Twitter, you can reach me at Kinky Katie Radio. Eric?
And at Spicoli, S-P-I-C-O-L-I 0420.
Sir? And if you want to join in the conversation, you can call 941-421-0401. If you want to Skype, it is Raz space radio space the number one. I will be enforcing my usual stick and move kind of caller deal. If you have something that you can add to the conversation and or you want to call and make your point, feel free to do so. But just know that you're going to get kicked off right after that.
Yeah, don't jerk around too much.
It's not anyone in particular. I'm just saying, though, that's we have to move on sort of thing. And plus, I like being in the same room with people. I really do. It's a lot easier when there's more people on Skype. It fucking drives me nuts because there's a delay and there's an echo or there's just everybody's talking on top of each other because no one can fucking hear each other. And it's just a complete chaos.
Right. And especially with that delay, because you can't tell, you're trying to say something and then all of a sudden it comes in like 5 seconds later that somebody's already talking over you. So that's what we deal with here. You know, the free radio can kind of go like that. So we can afford the ISDNs. Hopefully we'll all be able to do that there like they have in the big studios.
So yeah, so I'm not knocking anybody. I'm not giving anybody shit. I'm just saying my own personal sanity, at least for 1 hour. And I try not to do that to other people too, but it happens. So I admit I'm guilty of it too. So how's your week? How did your week go? How was your weekend?
It was good. It was interesting. My grandfather actually passed away this weekend, but ooh. I've already, you know, I'm not going to bring the show to it's good. It's weird because as you know, I was dealing with my first week of sobriety last week, and that was like the big thing that I had to deal with. Like, it's just, you know, stupid regular bullshit that you have to deal with. And now that was something that I got to do and actually just grieve and all that. But besides that, it was an awesome week. Got some good stuff going. I'm going to go out to California here in about a month, so I got a nice trip planned there.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Are you flying straight out of Tampa, or are you flying from here, or are you driving, or what are you doing?
I'm going to fly, and I'm actually in Orlando, so I'll just fly to OIA.
Right.
Yeah. We're not all so close over there. I wish I was.
Hey, I used to be over there with you, so I don't want to hear it. I used to be right down the street from Universal.
So you get to see Mickey Mouse shit. Actually, that's where I'm right at. Literally, I could see the fireworks from Universal every night, and I could walk there. I mean, I'm maybe, you know, a quarter mile direct distance from Universal right now.
Oh, shit. I was in over in Lexington Park, when it used to be called Lexington Park, over by... yeah, you know where I'm talking about, right?
Yep. I'm right by Turkey Lake and Conroy. So,
oh, okay. Yeah. Gosh, you are. I'm like, woo, like right down the road.
Yeah.
Or I was. I was so aggravated and upset when Mom and M's went out of business. Did you ever eat there?
No. And a lot of because I don't eat out a lot. I try to, because I know how to cook. So I really don't have to eat out as much like that. But there are some good little places over here that I've found. Like, that's the one thing about Orlando. You could find some really good small restaurants and like local, like mom and pop places.
Which yeah.
Is, yeah.
Oh, yeah. There's some like seafood joint that's right there. I'm trying to think of the... I don't remember the goddamn roads anymore. I really don't.
It's down at Popka Vineland. There's a couple other, like, by the Windermere area and everything, because that's where I'm at. And there's all these ritzy places that you just pay too much for.
No. This is over on the other side. Anyway, it was a seafood joint that was really fucking awesome. But anywho, I do have an update of a story that I did talk about before. I don't know if you heard this, but there was a rapper that went by the name Christ Bearer in the Wu-Tang.
Wu-Tang?
What?
Well, yeah. Well, in the original story, what had happened is he got all fucked up on something, hacked his dick off, and jumped out the window. No one knows why. No one knows. They had said that the doctors weren't going to be able to reattach it, that it was so mangled.
Oh.
So I have an update on that story. Ha ha ha. Well, according to TMZ, what happened now is the doctors were able to reattach it, surprisingly enough. So it must not have been mangled that bad. Maybe they just wanted to say that for...
He was trying to give himself a vasectomy, which is like one thing. There are a lot of things that you might be able to do on your own. I think that's like one thing. You should probably see a medical professional for that if it deals with your cock and balls whatsoever.
Well, I mean, but the reason, though, that he cut it off to begin with is he was feeling lonely because he's got two daughters and he's got a kid on the way, but he's got a restraining order and he's not been able to see them. So he was reading a book on monks and vasectomies. Yeah, he was saying he was trying to give himself a vasectomy. Well, yeah. So he didn't want to have any more kids, so he lopped his cock off. And yeah, that was it. They were able to reattach it. It's fully functional, but he's not going to be able to have kids again. So I guess then he...
Success.
Yes.
Well, Wu-Tang just completely disregarded that he was, because he keeps repping that name. And like, we don't know this fuck, man. He ain't part of this shit. Like, they don't want some crazy cockless bastard to be part of the Wu-Tang clan.
Cockless bastard. Because you're Wu-Tang with no Wang. No Wang. God, I can't imagine that. Here's the thing, though. There are people that are just so disgusted with their cock that they cut it off themselves. I happen to know someone who videotaped the entire process from beginning to end and reveled in having his friends sit down and watch it with him. Just cut everything off. I mean, you suffer. And it was like, it's like 9 hours that it takes to do this.
What
like,
would cause you to want to fucking do that?
He just didn't like it. And then once it was removed, he was the happiest he's ever been. He was like almost like blissfully unaware of every... I mean, he was just like so fucking happy. He's like, I feel so much better now. This is me. This is who I am. But there was a process too. Not only like piercing, like he cut it and he peeled the skin off and then like cut other things. Like, I mean, it's just, it's gruesome.
I've heard like the stories recently where like pit bulls will like get a hold of a baby, you know, that's like sitting in a little car seat or something right there. I don't know where it was, but the pit bull just came up and ate the kid's cock. I have no idea why, but that would be a story at least. I mean, you could understand maybe being cockless in that way, but to take, I'm really attached to my manhood, I got to say, and I wouldn't lose it for anything. I've heard people say that they would rather die than lose that, and I'd probably fall into that category.
Have you ever seen the movie The Serpent and the Rainbow?
I've heard of it. I heard it.
There is one scene that I remember. I watched it with my sister when she was visiting once and I was young. My sister's a lot older than me. She was a surprise to my father. My father was dating this girl in college while he was a senior in high school and he missed his prom because she was giving birth.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that's usually supposed to happen after prom night.
Well, yeah, and preferably with a girl who's actually in your school or at least the same age.
Right.
Yeah, no. His ex-wife is quite a bit older than him. Anywho, but we were watching the movie and I wasn't supposed to see it. So she covered my eyes because we were sitting there watching and I could see. Well, this guy, God, so long ago. From what I remember, he's strapped to a chair naked. And there's another guy, like a witch doctor, who pulls his dick out, like flops it down, takes his big spike, like puts it in his urethra and has a mallet and just whack and like gives it a hard smack.
Again, like what? The guy who's writing that needs to have his, the script writer on there needs to have his hard drive looked at, because if he's into that type of sadomasochism,
Oh, that's no, not necessarily. Do you know what sounding is? Are you familiar with sounding?
Oh, where you put the tuning fork as such as like you're giving yourself a catheter, and it's basically like a tuning fork. You go ding, and let it.
We'll see, but
vibration.
They're not all tuning fork stuff, though. I mean, you can. Some people use drill bits. Some people use rubber tubing. Some people use rebar.
Whoa, yeah. Rebar. I mean, fuck. That's like that's got to have a diameter of like a half inch.
Dude, you'd be surprised. Oh, there's another video that you need to check out. It's called Two Kids in a Sandbox. Trust me, it has nothing to do with children or a sandbox. And it's an 80s little movie. This chick, she's got the big hair and like the white lace lingerie, you know, the 80s style.
Yeah, all feathered and everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Here I go again on my own. Anyway, she has one of these white, normal, plain Jane vibrators. Like the ones you would get at like Spencer Gifts and shit.
Yeah, and just nondescript. Almost looks like a plastic, tapered piece of plastic.
Yeah, it's like my first vibrator. Actually, it was my first vibrator. It was exactly the same thing. But she's taking it and she's violently cramming it into the head of this guy's cock. I mean, just mercilessly. And the look on her face is like, I mean, she's fucking going to town. I sat there and I could barely watch. I'm like, oh my God. So of course I had to watch it twice. But I was like, oh, I'm not a dude. And that looked like that really, really was uncomfortable.
Well, that's almost like the trampling. I've seen trampling videos maybe twice. And oh God, that again, I feel the pain when I watch that. High heels, stilettos, just stepping down mm-hmm. a set of balls. I'm like, oh God.
I've crushed a nut. I have crushed somebody's nut before and I've almost pierced through their skin with a stiletto and I was just like, I can't do that. After the pop, I was like, oh my God.
You felt empowered until you felt they heard the pop.
No, not really. See, I'm not as evil as people make me out to be or as I make myself out to be. But sometimes I just do things because you like it. You know what I mean?
What, you like that? You like that?
It's like, huh? I really don't like to puke on somebody, but if that's what gets your fucking rocks off on, I mean, I'll do it. But just don't expect to puke on me because that's not my thing, you know? Like, I've peed on people. I just don't like to be peed on.
You gotta have a lot of tarps and towels around, you know? It's messy.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm a squirter. Gotta have a lot of cleanup stuff. Oh, my body one is so awesome. Ooh, so I figured out finally how to work Vine.
Oh, sweet.
I was having problems. Well, because there was a little thing that... It's say, and I'm reading this tutorial and stuff, and I was like, I don't have that button on my screen. And then I went to my tablet. I did phone and tablet. I said, that button's not there. What the fuck is wrong? I was like, this is a new version. I don't get it. My friend gets back to me like 3 hours later. She's like, you have to record long enough for that little thing to pop up. I'm like, oh. All right.
I've been actually using Snapchat a little bit here, and I just got it a while ago, and there's a replay function I can't figure out how to use on there. You know what Snapchat is?
I do know what Snapchat is. I don't use it, but, you know, they're like, oh, you can't save stuff. Yes, you can.
You can screenshot it. You can screenshot mm-hmm. it.
Dude, my girl, there's a girlfriend of mine. She's going to get her ass in a lot of fucking trouble because she takes screenshots of everything and she will send it to anybody. And I'm like, baby, you got to stop. I am so paranoid of anything that I send her now. So now everything is nondescript. And if there's something important I have to say, I call her. Because I'm like, I can't text you and I can't email you and I can't even fucking send you messages on Twitter because let's say you get irritated with me or something happens. Boom, this person knows. Boom, this person sees it. Boom, this person sees it. And well, I'm fucked. So I just keep that to myself.
Yeah, I've learned that especially if you're going to take something that can be saved, just try to exclude faces because then, you know, I have tattoos that can be seen as well, too. So that's another thing. No faces, no tattoos. Then you're good. It's, you know, plausible deniability all the way around.
Where are your tattoos? Because I don't see any as of right now. Oh, there you go. So how long have you spent time in the pen? I had to ask. It is a spider web.
There are multiple meanings. And if you have a small ring, up to, you know, maybe 10.
You're a virgin if you have a small ring.
But it's actually, there's quite a few meanings for it if you want to go the prison tattoo route. It's also a sign for drug addicts because they're trapped in their own addiction. So you don't even have to ask anybody. They'll basically approach you and know that you're good to go to buy. It has some connotations of, yeah, basically, and when people say, though, it's an I've seen all different ethnicities with that tattoo as well, too. Mm-hmm. So I don't agree with people when they say that they're the reasons for it. I'm actually a fan of rockabilly, and a lot of my favorite rockabilly artists. I really grew up liking Mike Ness from Social Distortion. His music's okay. Awesome. And when I started to plan out my sleeve and everything, I was like, you know, let me kind of start in the middle and not go, you know,
work
too
your
far
way
down.
Out.
Exactly. But the web, I have some plans for it to make it a little less intimidating, because I've got that quite a few times. So I need to kind of get it changed around. I'm going to get some shading in there. And I do want to have a spider coming down from the web to the forearm and just on the back of the hand as well, too. But that's going to be a little later on down the line.
You do realize if it's too realistic, I will roll up a newspaper or take my shoe off and smack it.
Thwack.
I know. I hate spiders so much. I fucking hate spiders. And I used to own 2 tarantulas. Yeah, figure that out. But that's when I was younger. Fuck no. Little spiders, like about the size of like a half dollar and small. Fuck you.
Did
fuck
you say a half dollar spider is a little spider? That's not a little spider. That's like a little spider's like.
Yeah. Well, half dollar, yeah. Compared to a tarantula, that's a small spider.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. All right.
All right. So, well, my okay. Well, my perception might be a little warped.
Warped? Weird.
Warped?
It might be weird. What weird?
With a whip.
Who whip?
Mm. This is hanging in my bathroom, and he kind of broke.
Oh, is that? That's an actual. She's holding up a spider skeleton, or just a? I guess the a spider.
It's
body.
An exoskeleton. Yeah.
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 Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He kind of got jumbled in the frame. I had a big Amazon bat too, and he broke in shipping. I was so mad. I like things in boxes.
Would you, I know Penn Jillette, the half of Penn and Teller, he collects uh-huh. strange objects such as tattoos that people have actually had on their body, and they're actually the pieces of skin from their body that have been cut out, stretched out, and framed.
That's neat. I think that's pretty cool.
It is. It's representing the art. Once past death and everything, you can kind of live on and see the artwork, because it is its art. It's just body art. And I've seen some amazing tattoos that, yeah, that would suck if you could never see it again. I'm not going to buy somebody's skin, but hey, more power to you.
Well, yeah, that guy was selling his skin. Was that? Did I do that on the last show with you?
I don't think we did skin. No skin.
Dude, you know what's terrible? I have such a fucking memory loss. Like 5 minutes after we go off air, I could not tell you what the fuck we talked about.
Don't worry.
I do the same thing for the other show too. I'm just like, huh? It's just like, listen to the replay. No, I don't even know. I'm fucking out of there. But you know, there was this guy. He had tattooed 95% of his body with cheetah. It's not the cat guy who has all the whiskers and shit. But he's over in the UK. He sold his skin. He said it would make a great belt. Human skin, it makes awesome leather. You could do whatever. It already comes with a print on it. But you don't get it until after he's dead. You have to pay for it now.
But I believe there's got to be laws against that. I mean, with taxidermy and other things like that, I mean, to be able to... That would be almost like something that you might have to do in another country. There are certain things that you may...
Well, they are in another country.
Yeah, but where I say about... If he did that, he sold it, and then you purchased it. Or I guess, yeah, the transaction would have to take place in the UK. Then he could ship it wherever. There are certain things, yeah. I mean, all different types of things are legal in other countries. You could do there and come back to America after doing them. But here in America, you know, land of the free.
But at least, you know, at least he's not endangered, you know. It's not like a tiger skin rug. It's a man skin rug.
Right. Oh, well, that's
man
like the Enigma. Yeah, man bear pig. Al Gore. What was that? South Park. Oh my God. I try to get your references. I hear them, and I'm like, my memory lapses.
That's okay. I'm sorry. I throw them out there. Whoever catches them, catches them. If they don't, it's okay. Yeah. Exactly. No, I was just calling my cat. No, I'm kidding.
So, yeah, but, like, there are other things, like, people can do in other countries, I guess.
Well, yeah, like, that chick who she's the 28-year-old, the 29-year-old, she's selling her virginity. That chick, she's from here. She's a med student, but she's going to, her virginity end up going for $801,000.
That's a pretty penny right there.
Yeah. Well, with her, though, she says they have to take the hold on a second.
Yeah, I think
they have to take the deed in. She's got to do it in Australia because prostitution is legal there. And this is prostitution. You're getting money for your fucking pussy.
But isn't most relationships are prostitution anyway? I mean,
oh, whatever. Doesn't matter. I'm just, you know, you're playing with my wedding ring. just kidding. That was a couple blowjobs. No. No, I'm just teasing. Well, anyway, she backed out at the end. She said she's not going to do it.
That's such a cop-out.
Well, you know what, though? Because she was catching so much shit from everybody else. Like, you're a whore. You're nothing but a skank. You're just doing, you're pro nothing but a filthy prostitute. Da, da, da. Which I love prostitutes. Don't get me wrong. Mr. Genitoff was a friend of mine. I like him. But, you know, I think that she did it. I think she did it. And she just told everyone that she didn't do it. Because part of the proceeds from the auction, she was going to give to charity. And then the rest, you know, and then some of it was obviously going to be going to pay taxes on it.
Well, not just part. I mean, she was going to, I think, donate about 35% of that. That's a nice little chunk of change to donate back.
Right. So, and if she says, I'm not doing it, I think she kept all the money for herself and she still got fucked by some, like, Iranian czar or whatever.
And just refrained from paying her taxes or that donation right there. She just fled the country. Now she's living large with 800 grand in the pocket.
Well, and then she's now joined the harem for the Sultan. Because she's not a bad-looking girl.
Actually,
I mean,
she does
have a slightly bitchy quality to her face. But other than that, I mean, please. Everyone's got resting bitch face, so it's okay.
Now, do you think she was actually, I mean, because being 28 and being a virgin, I mean, it's not impossible, but...
It's not impossible. She said it fit her personality. I don't understand how that... But she said she's not a good girl. So pretty much she'll do anything but vag.
Okay.
It's like, oh no, I've had my ass blasted a million times, but no, I can't stick it in my pussy.
Because they have hymen repair, too. I mean, that's a procedure that they can actually do.
Dude, they even sell fake ones.
Yeah.
They sell prosthetic ones.
Well,
you've seen that?
If you watch the, because on, you know, you browse certain porn websites and they'll be like, oh, you know, virginity, but they do the little close up. It's like they'll have the back, you know, dropped at whatever scenario is going on and they'll do the close up and they show, you know, what's apparently not, or whether it is a real one, it's definitely not hers. You can tell that. So those prosthetics.
Whether it's a real one, it's definitely not hers.
Right.
Ew. It's real. It's not hers.
No. Well, because again, you don't show the whole, you know, background surroundings. It's just like close up on the snatch right there, which you're going to see it. I think one of the uses for those fake ones, though, is for the Middle Eastern women, because over there,
yes,
they'll actually check. I mean, and if that happens and they find, you know, through merit or right before they're about to get married, that's a serious crime, you know, and I believe.
Hey, fuck, you could bust it riding a camel, for Christ's sake.
Horseback riding. You know, that's
whatever have you. You know, I'm getting a little too friendly with the sacred bulls.
Cows. The bulls. Cradle the bulls.
That's great. Say what you got in bulls for mama. There's just something not right with me. Not right at all. So yeah, I'm leaving this Friday. I'm going back down to Fort Lauderdale for the weekend. If anyone wants to contact me, please give me a call or just hit me up on Twitter. I had to throw that out there. It just popped into my head because I was like looking. I'm like looking at 10,000 things right now, and that's okay. I'm allowed to do that.
Multitasking. Get after it.
Yeah. Oh my god. Oh, but yeah. Thinking of the like with the fake hymens and stuff. They come in like foil packets, but you open it up and there's like a membrane in there, like a bloody membrane and stuff that you stick up inside. Like right before. So then it is nasty looking.
It seems like more work than anything else. It's like, why don't you just be like, yeah, I'm not a virgin. Cause I think.
Well, I mean, come on now. If it's that big a deal, and you're like fucking freaking out that it's, you got to prove that you have it. I mean, I guess, you know, you'll do damn near anything.
And then you should just move out of the Middle East at that point.
I don't think that they will let you.
Yeah, I know. They won't even let them get an education. Fucking fascists.
They won't even let them show any body parts except for their eyes. Then again, you know, I'd be like, there's just some strangeness going on.
But have you seen some of those women? I mean, they're kind of doing us a favor when they have them covered up.
But there's a lot that are gorgeous. Absolutely beautiful. But the guys are creepy as fuck. I don't care what you say. I don't care. I don't care if people are going to give me hate mail or call me whatever you want to call me. But no, I've just... Everything that has come to me come at me, let's say, I'm it's unbelievable. This guy in a convenience store, he just whips out his dick. You want to touch my cock? No, I don't. Thank you very much.
Okay, like, what do you want? 20 on pump 10 then?
It's 11 o'clock. I'm trying to go somewhere to a party. Please put your dick back in your pants and give me my change. You know, it's just like, what the fuck? And there was another guy. He kept, this was in high school. He used to sit right next to me. He used to grab my hand all the time during a movie and like shove it on his crotch. I'm like, I'm not jerking you off right here in school. I did a couple times, but whatever. I just like, there's some things you don't do, which is, you know, kind of suave.
Yeah, but you got to admire him for trying. I mean, you're never going to know if you don't try. You know, I think most guys have at some point tried that, you know. I mean, Riz his. I've pressed that a few times and it works. I'll tell you. Just make sure you have something in there to, you know, clean it up if she's not going to swallow because she didn't. And I did one time I had to take my own shirt off because I had nothing else to get it cleaned up with, so I had to.
And they say chivalry is dead. And guess what? Since it is uncensored, you don't have to say Riz His for the people who don't understand don't get the reference.
Riz His means sucking your girlfriend's riding shotgun in the passenger seat and will blow you while you're driving. I was just explaining it more.
That's okay. What I don't like that you guys do, and I just think it's hysterical, don't shove our heads down for like kissing or something, or we're licking your ear, your neck. Don't put the hand on top of the head and just push down towards your crotch. We're gonna fucking do it.
Right.
If we wanna do it, we're gonna do it. And if you push, then we're probably not gonna wanna do it. I just hate that. I'm like, well, I was gonna fucking give you the best blowjob you've ever had, but since you were being an asshole about it, then no, you don't fucking deserve it. I may spit on your balls and walk away or something.
And you don't want an angry chick with her teeth on your cock because in 2 seconds it could turn terrible for the guy.
Yeah, I would say so. Oh God, I just can't stand it.
You don't understand how much trust that has to go on in that situation right there, because crazy bitches about, you know, amputation of cock. I'm sure I've heard a few stories in the news that I've read throughout the past year about cocks being almost bitten off completely through just a vindictive girlfriend, one night stand, whatever. So
I like how you turn your head like, one night stand. Something happened to you?
No.
Something.
No. Mm-hmm.
Your cheeks are getting pink.
No,
I can see them.
Just referencing and, like I said, the stuff I've never gotten been with somebody who is really good with doing that or wanting to do that much. That's why I said if that the instances of getting roadhead, she wouldn't even swallow it. She'd, you know, pull it out of her mouth and jerk it off for the rest of it. And that's not really. I don't even count that as a blowjob. That's not.
It's a half and half.
Yeah.
Sure. Oh, I was also going to say, you know, they're speaking of like trust, what about two cannibals 69ing? See, now that's where a lot of trust comes into play.
At least they'll get a meal out of it, though. Maybe a couple meals, depending on the size. So
it's just an hors d'oeuvre. It's not going to, I'm not going to get into my diet right now. It's a little something. Well, not with you. I mean, you know, you're like a Coney Island favorite. Whoa.
She's got spirit fingers going on. She's like, ah.
I did. See, a lot of people don't know exactly how goofy I really am. I'm actually wearing pants tonight.
Oh yeah.
They're like red fleece jammy pants, and then my As Seen Online t-shirt.
I'm wearing the pajamas. Yeah, there you go. You're an online sensation, you are. So that fits you perfectly.
Woohoo. Thank you. Oh my gosh. Well, I will say when we come back from a break, talking about eating out. Yeah. You know, there's just something about weddings that make me horny. Mm.
All right. Well, I'll be interested to hear on that after this.
Yum, yum. It's time for a tasty and refreshing snack.
The deepest backwoods butt crack of Georgia. Pristine and untouched by sexual perversion. But today, a horny wolf sniffs at the hen house.
Hey, anybody home? Sexy Bait 13, you here?
I wet myself.
Oh, you wet yourself. Well, next time you wet yourself, it's going to be with bubblegum wine coolers. How you like that?
This man flew across four continents to be here. Now watch how he makes himself at home.
Did you make these animal crackers? They're good.
I'm a big girl now.
I'm going to go ahead and take my pants off. I'll show you that wrestling move I was telling you about.
I wouldn't mind seeing that wrestling move.
Oh.
Where are you going? I just want to ask you a few...
I don't do this.
...questions. There's no reason to be afraid.
I don't do this, and I...
Mind telling me where your pants are?
What? Well, where are your pants?
Damn it. Cut! Now, in your online chat with SexyBait13, she told you...
I wet myself.
To which you replied, cool, your parents away? She answered, I'm a big girl now.
She said she was 60.
You responded by emailing her an animated GIF of your engorged tumescent...
I am not here right now.
Where are you going? You can't evade justice!
Paul,
no!
Police.
No! Ow.
And now, on with the show.
Decisions, but I want it all, so I get it all. I wanna eat the whole cake. I'm not sharing, I'm not sharing. You should have learned how to bake. Yes, I want it all, so I get it all. I wanna eat the whole cake. I'm not sharing, I'm not sharing.
You should have learned bitches love cake.
Oh, welcome back. Welcome back, everybody. Hope you guys had your Nick fix, your pee break, got a little something to drink, a little snacky poo. I've been getting better at that, the whole snack thing. Usually I'll like shove my face full of food, but I'll wait till right we're about to go back on air, or right when we just get on air, so I'm like, hum, hum, hum.
It's one of the one rules of broadcasting. Make sure you finish the meal before or whatever. No chewing gum, none of that stuff.
Fuck no, no one gave me a tutorial. They just threw me into this shit, so I'm having fun with it. Whether I have a load in my mouth or I've got some fucking caramel corn, it doesn't matter.
Well, that'd be acceptable on this show, so, you know.
Well, yeah. Come on now. I like to do things. I like people to watch. See, you haven't had one of my Skype shows yet. Aww.
No, and you know what? I've actually only probably seen... I've never seen one of your videos. I've seen a few of your photo sets. That's probably about it. I just... have never browsed on the website.
Videos are fun. It's not just me, you know. There's some with just me, but then there's other people.
Yeah.
Not just SC, but there's a couple girls in there too.
Yeah. That's where he got his name from, right? Since he is you're basically on the website. He's the stunt cock on the website.
He's a stunt cock and he is my web guy.
Sweet. Giving him a double workload. He's doing the double
hell
load.
Hell yeah. No, I like the double load. I you know, by the time I'm 40, I hope to look the age I am now.
Well, there just could be a secret to that, you know? Like I said, maybe semen does have some health benefits.
Dude, cum is good for you.
Yeah, protein.
I'm telling you.
Everything else. Just not in the eye.
Oh, fuck no. Not in the eye. Oh, God. Oh, that is the worst pain in the world. Like, why is your eyes red? Does it hurt? Yeah, because fucking sperm are meant to get into the egg in any way possible. And your eye to them is like one big fucking egg that they're trying to penetrate.
And they can't tell the difference. The sperm has no idea. Is this why they mandated the goggles and are trying to mandate goggles in California for?
You know, fluids are fluids.
Yeah.
God. Yeah. I would definitely have to have some major disinfectant and antibacterial around. I could never, ever do an Asian porn. I've seen so many nasty things that these girls do. I don't want to do them. I do not want to sit upside down in a tub and have horrific explosive diarrhea shooting out of my ass like a fountain and it falling in my face with my mouth open. That's fucking disgusting. I don't care if you're into that. Good for you. Not for me.
I think I saw one where they did that almost in unison, like it was a fountain. There were like eight of them in a circle And doing it like it was a Las Vegas fountain going on. Little light strobes in the background, you know.
The outer skirts of Las Vegas. Just, quack. And I can't stand the, I can't do the bukkake videos either. I can't watch them. When they drink guzzles of just fucking, like, gobs of cum. I can't do that.
I heard that some of these are fake, though, such as, like, the Two Girls, One Cup video. I suppose that was all fake. That wasn't real shit. They just pumped some stuff up the ass, and then they...
What did they pump up there, fudge?
Yeah, something that was along the lines, because I've seen some real, you know, you look at movies, they make some real-looking fake shit, and I would say that when you think about that, I mean, think about how vile and nasty it is, and to find anybody to do that, especially in Asia, they're probably not paying them, but, you know, maybe 10,000 yen or something like that, you know, it's not a lot.
You're like, not a lot. I got that in my pocket. Right. Oh, God. Oh, just, I don't care if it's fake or not. If it's coming out of your ass like a soft serve machine, I don't want it. I'm not going to eat it. I'm not going to play with it. I'm damn sure not going to wear it.
You're not going to baby bird it into somebody else's mouth?
No.
I'm grossing Katie out. This is awesome. I feel like I'm.
Can you even
great.
See the goosebumps on my arms?
Yes, they are like, standing up.
Dude, my nipples are even hard. I'm just. God, shit, that's so gross. One of the worst ones that I ever saw that got me started, I mean, that got me into this just awful, and I've seen a bunch now because, of course, I have to gross myself out because it's fun. This woman, she there's like 8 or 9 guys. They took off her shoe. She had a high heel, and it wasn't like a stilet. It was like a work pump, you know?
Yeah.
And it looked very worn. Very, but you could see inside that, yeah, there's been a foot in there, usually without a pantyhose or a sock. You know, it's kind of grody.
Had a little odor going on, too.
Well, I don't know. I thank God we don't have smell-o-vision. So all 9 guys fucking like all jerked off and dropped their load in the shoe. She picked up the shoe. She put it to her mouth. And she had it tilted so the camera, you could see it dripping out. And it was like... Dude.
These thick globules just kind of going down and
stop.
Just draining.
Come on, please. It's so bad. It's so bad. I just had pizza. Please don't make me throw it up.
Well, some people just like to eat things wherever. I mean, whatever. It's funny how people just have a complete disregard of how they can just eat anything wherever.
Oh, my God. It's just awful. There are certain things I wouldn't eat when I was heavier because I wouldn't eat them in public because I thought that people would think I was gross. Like, I wouldn't eat chicken wings in public. I'd only eat them at home because if it got, like, all over me or down my arms, like, I was like, oh, God, I don't, I'm weird.
But that's
I'm sorry.
Something, hold on, that's something that you should, like, chicken wings are not supposed to be eaten
clean.
Like, yeah, exactly. Same as fried chicken, any of that stuff. You shouldn't eat that with a fork or a knife. You need to use your hand. Same as barbecue. I fucking love me some barbecue. I have a smoker. I do some brisket, some ribs. Brisket you can eat, you know, as a sandwich, but ribs, if you're eating ribs with a fucking fork, you need to get the fuck out of my house.
Now, see, I understand that now, and I do also understand on how fucking stupid I was too for thinking that. You know, it was just like a whole thing. Now I don't care. Now I'm just happy if I could actually keep food in my system. I'm excited. But so we were talking about what weddings make you horny. Something about weddings. This happened in Salt Lake City. All right. A couple was getting married at a Catholic church. Well, at the same time, there was another couple that were found getting it on the lawn of the church.
Oh.
And if you see pictures of these two people, they're pretty scary. They're kind of long in the tooth, but They're scary people. Well, the police say that they found the two with the man's tongue and finger in her pussy.
Well, at least he's being generous. You know, he used the finger as well, too. He's trying to help her out.
Well, she's a little old, so he might have had to. He probably started as a finger, but then ended up at, like, the claw game. You know what I mean? Dude, they have a league for that, you know.
Really? I used to clear out those machines all the time.
Would you crawl inside, you little skinny thing?
Yeah. If it reached my arm up there, just kind of fist the hole and just go up and grab the little fuzzy bear.
Just fist the hole and grab the little fuzzy bear. See, I like your spirit. I do like the way you think. Good. I'm glad you came back again. I'm happy. Yay. Well, a wedding guest was the one that saw them, and she ran into the road and flagged down a cop, and the cop almost fucking hit her. Well, they clearly saw the sect acts and told them to stop. They wouldn't stop. They just kept going. So the officer had to pry the two of them apart. And they got arrested. And it also, the act was witnessed by at least four children.
Yeah, well, to pry him apart, I mean, give him credit for that, because if she wasn't finished, she didn't get off. He was just trying to be a gentleman. You know, he's like, hold on, buddy. I'm almost done here. I'm almost done. One more second.
Oh, man. I don't know. The looks of her, it looks like there is some cobwebs. So maybe he was just doing some spring cleaning. And so, la, 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 la.
She looked like she was a little dusty in the nether region. I would assume they were vagrants. That's the way, when I look at these pictures, they are. I mean, they're really weathered. They're very old and tan. It almost looks like she probably doesn't have any teeth either. I would be willing to say that
she'd be great for a gummy.
Yeah, a gummer. Yes. I had that discussion with somebody yesterday.
They have bumpers. They have candy bumpers. They're not as soft as gummy bears. They're kind of the consistency of Swedish fish, like that firm gummy.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they're called head candy, I believe it is. And there's a tray, and it comes with two of them. So one for the top, one for the bottom teeth. You stick them up and just shove them up into your teeth. You look like a fucking idiot with these things in. And once you start sucking, your mouth obviously salivates because it's candy, sugar and stuff. And you start to drool. So it's very sloppy. It's very wet. It's very messy. And you look goofy as all hell. So I would suggest if you're going to do it, make sure that the guy's like turning away from you because you're like, I'm a pretty. I mean, it's just sweet, sticky spit.
Is this like what Lil Wayne, I mean, once all his teeth rot out, is he going to get a gummy grill? Is that what he's going to do?
Oh, God, who knows? Who knows? Just fill it with syrup. Syrup. You know, I've never done that, the mix with the codeine with some Sprite or whatever. But there's kids when I was growing up. There was just a bunch. It was a pack of degenerates, all of them. And I was the oldest one. I was like, I can't hang out with you guys anymore. You guys are just too fucked up for me. There was just always pills or something that they were on. And I was helping like manage one of the bands that they wanted, like the group of them were in, which they were shit. Anywho, but, oh, fuck, where was I going with this? I lost track. I ramble so much. I lost track.
You're
again.
Talking about hanging out with the wrong people, scissor pills.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Well, they used to go robo tripping. Now for you guys that aren't familiar.
VXM.
Yeah, if you guys aren't familiar with that, they would take a bottle of Robitussin or any kind of strong liquid medicine, and they would just drink the whole bottle, and then they would just go wander around the golf course. This is all fucked up, and I've never done it, so I don't know what it's like, but still, I can't imagine doing that.
One of my worst experiences of getting high, and I've gotten high in a lot of different ways. I've never done any heroin or crack or anything like that, but I did do DXM. There was a certain type of Robitussin where that was the main active ingredient, and I was taking a cross-country flight, and I was actually really young. I was probably like 15, so I decided to down the whole bottle. And first of all, to get that whole bottle of syrup down is not easy. To keep it down is even harder. I decided to take Pepto-Bismol after that, too. I have no idea why.
Ew.
I had the worst flight that I had ever had. I was praying God I could go to sleep. I was so sick, and I get motion sickness real easy too. So I have no idea what drove me to do that. Probably just being stupid and, you know, hey, let's get high. But that was the worst plane flight I have ever had, ever. And it was a 4-hour flight. So,
oh my God.
And I really didn't trip that much. It was just more of a crappy time. There are people, they used to do the Corsedans too, when that's when they used to have them on the you could just grab them on the shelves. Now they keep Corsedans behind the counter because kids were stealing so much of them and just popping a whole pack of them, just like the whole pack. And that's terrible for your liver, among other things too. I mean, looking back at what kids do and all that, I'll be honest, I mean, I've done some really fucked up shit. I huffed Freon when I was a kid, and that's yeah.
There was a neighbor of ours, they used to do that out of our AC unit.
You'd be like, God damn it, it's not cold anymore, you fucking kids, stop it. That's what happens.
But the bad part is he also went to school to be an EMT, and he actually worked out of an ambulance, so he had fucking drugs everywhere all the time.
And they have some hardcore stuff there, because once you're first like in trauma, like that's usually the first people that come there, they're taking you to the hospital, so they need to load you up with whatever they can. So yeah,
this is for your pain, and here's a little something for me
one
to deal
for the
with
doctor.
You yeah, exactly. Oh my God. Yeah, speaking of drugs, Granny likes her heroin, I would say. You know, most grandmothers, they bake cookies and knit sweaters. No, this grandmother, she likes chasing the dragon. She likes heroin. This 56-year-old grandmother, which I think is crazy because, well, see, I think it's crazy, but that's probably a normal age for someone to become a grandmother, but I don't even really know. My mother's like 67, 68, and yeah, she's still not a grandmother and she's never going to be. So, sorry, Mom. She's not listening anyway. Anyway, the 56-year-old grandmother, she was babysitting for her 7-year-old grandson and also a 1-year-old child. Well, Granny misplaced her bags of heroin. And the 7-year-old took the drugs to school. The teacher had overheard the kids talking and discovered 9 bags of heroin in this kid's pocket. And they all had stamped on it Victoria's Secret.
Oh.
I mean, it'd be kind of funny if the grandma's name was Victoria.
Were they like with a little, wrapped in like a little teeny set of panties or something like that to just kind of make it more of a trademark?
They're suppositories.
Like,
sweep.
Where'd it go? I lost it.
It's cram it up your ass and don't shit for an hour.
You call it the prison wallet, actually.
Suitcase in it. I've called it suitcase in it. I had to, everyone's heard this story before, but I'll tell you for the guys who haven't. I had to suitcase into Ultra down in Miami 1 year, a film canister full of party favors. Yeah, because I was the only person that was the girl.
Yeah.
So, and I was the only person that had a place to stick it. And yeah,
you'd be surprised the amount of drugs that could, there's something like $10,000 worth of meth and all this other stuff. It's like, wow.
Yeah, I've seen some of those stories where it's amazing how much shit this chick had up her snatch. It's just like, what the fuck? It's like a big old overnight bag. I don't know. It's really weird. Well, anyway, the teacher caught him, had it. And then later the kid admitted giving his friend some of it. Well, the mother of the other kid found the Victoria's Secret bag of heroin in the kid's pocket while they were at the mall. Okay, well, Granny got arrested, but the parents of the other kids at school, they're pissed at the school for how they handled it. They thought that they should have done more. They didn't lock the school down. They didn't check the other kids to make sure everyone else was okay or if there was any more. I mean, they didn't do anything. Except I think they called like a meeting or called the parents of the one. I don't know. It was something, but like they didn't do anything and people are really irritated about it.
Gathered with the PTA. It's like, all right, we've got a problem. Please stop. It's like Mr. Mackey. Okay, we've got a serious problem with drugs. Okay. Okay. Kids shouldn't do drugs. Drugs are bad.
But also they're probably going to be like, all right, bitch, they didn't tell everyone. It's like, oh, Granny's got a heroin. Why isn't she sharing? You have a Mr. Mackey doll. You're a goof. You're an absolute goof. And that's okay. That's a good thing. We like goofs.
Yeah.
New jewelry. See, I don't wear a lot of jewelry. I pretty much mostly I just wear my rings and then occasionally a necklace. Yeah, there was this Chinese artist. He cut out his own rib without anesthetic. And now he wears it around his neck on a necklace.
Chinese spare ribs. I get those every time I go down to the little corner market.
Oh, he's not so rucky this time.
Well, saki saki. Well, maybe that's why, because you heard that story. You remove a rib, you can get, to your own cock easier if you want to try to suck it. Marilyn Manson with that whole, the whole.
Yeah, that's actually not true.
I know it's not. That's why it was a rumor. It's the same as Rod Stewart had like a whole whatever basketball team come in his mouth or something.
What? I have not heard that one.
Well, so apparently Rod Stewart back in the day had to go and get his stomach pumped because there was too much cum in it. And
just like Little Kim. Were they in the waiting room together?
Probably. They went there together. It was she gave him a ride.
No, nah, actually they baby birded to each other. Taste some of this. We'll make a song about it. Both of us. But the guy, he cut himself from his neck down to his thigh. It was, like a meter long?
Yeah.
Was that 3 feet?
Yeah, that's three feet. That's a good length. That's a whole.
But I mean, he was under the supervision of a doctor when he did it. But still, I mean, he was a performance artist. And there was a vote. Like he did a vote, not an election. A vote, yeah. To see if he was going to do it or not. But they posed it as it was like something political. So I don't know. I don't deal with political shit. I don't talk about that kind of crap or Kim Jones.
Yeah, 86 that. Like that. 86 yeah. That.
But I'm just saying though, and he wears it. It's like around his neck when he wears it, kind of like bowed in the front, and then each end are grabbed by these like gold dragons. It's still weird as fuck. I don't feel like cutting anything out of me. How did he? I mean, did he saw it off? Did he snap it off?
Well, that's almost like what the one guy who got trapped under the boulder that they made that, you know, 187 hours movie about. He apparently he sawed the skin around his arm with a pocket knife, and then he snapped the bone all without any anesthesia.
Oh my God, but he was pinned to something. So I mean, there's gotta be at least some leverage or just something, not just I'm laying on a table. I'm gonna just slice myself open and reach and rip it. I mean, there was nothing to put pressure against. Oh God, I don't even know. That just amazes me. I can't.
Well, and out of the guise of art, though, that's why this guy was kind of a little, I guess, you know, some artist, you know, what is it? Van Gogh cut his own ear off. There's some self-mutilation that goes on in the artistry world.
Yeah, I can say that. I mean, there's a lot more bodily fluids that are becoming more public, if you know what I mean. Like, there's a lot more art now that are coming to light, let's just say. They've probably been doing this shit forever, but now people are making a bigger deal out of it. So like everyone's coming out of the woodwork like, yes, I make paintings with my asshole. And I do, because there's this one porn star, Mila, I believe it is. She does ass painting, as among other things. She shoves paint up her ass, climbs up a ladder, sticks her, like hikes her ass in the air, pulls open her cheeks and splat, you know, farts out fucking paint onto canvases.
It's poofetti. Woo.
But then there's another one. She collects all of her bodily fluids. Well, like her cum, female ejaculate. She bottles the shit and then she'll mix it with paint and make and do a whole fucking painting on the floor. But then she also cuts off hair from her pubes and her asshole and like adds it to everyone's like sprinkles it in every once in a while.
I would almost rather see her be able to just like maybe stick a paintbrush in her ass and then paint like an awesome piece of art rather than like that, you know, like that would be more talented than just, you know, shitting out a whole bunch of different multicolored paints.
I would say, hey, since we're starting to run out of time, why don't you start fluffing yourself and get ready for this? Because I said we're going to do a little measurement.
Wow. I thought you were going to forget you said about the bad memory.
Yeah, no. See, and I saw that look of panic on your face. You're like, fuck me. But, you know, I had people ask. It's okay. You don't have to stand up and show it to me while you're doing it. Unless you want to. If you need someone watching you, that's cool. I can do that, too. I can even just take my top off if you want me to.
Hold on one second, because my door's open and there are other people that might, somebody else who could walk by. So hold on one second. Close this door.
Sure. All right. So we're going to take a little breaky poo. Well, we're not taking a little breaky poo. I'm staying here. So if you guys are just tuning in, I like to do mean things to my co-host. Not mean things, but I like to do things to my co-host. I like to get people naked. So this is what we're going to do. I'm going to have my co-host Ricky Poo Eric. We're going to get him nice and hard, and we're going to take some measurements. I want to see exactly how long this dong is. I also want to know the girth of it, too, because I've never seen it in person. I've just seen it across Skype. I've seen it a couple times now, and I don't know if he's just a skinny little guy. Sucker looks pretty fucking huge. So, curious minds want to know. And I see you're working on it.
Yeah, I got a little stage fright now.
That's okay. You can, if you want, I can close my eyes. All right, I can block the camera, or we can put on a little something for you. So I
just hear Paul laughing in the background. That's not helping at all.
See, I should have had you start this a little earlier, because you see, you're going to be running out of time. You got any lube?
No.
You usually just go dry.
Well, nothing here.
Give him a little spit. Well, oh God, you don't have to do that into the microphone. So what do you usually use when you jerk off?
Personally, I'm just a dry jerker.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. Well, then that all works. Not helping.
Yeah, not at all. I'm gonna put the headphones down so I don't have to listen.
Okay.
I'll come back for that.
Okay. poor guy, he's trying so hard to jerk off and not and concentrate on getting hard. And then I've got SC who's burying his face in the couch, laughing his ass off when I'm just trying to give you guys what you want. Well, I mean, pretty much you guys can't see it, but I can. I pretty much just see I see him from the chest down. And yeah, he's definitely going at it, which is good. I don't see his dong, so you know, don't worry, ladies. We'll get you what you want. We'll get the whole play-by-play, some action. He's really concentrating now, too. He's poor thing. He's got his hand up on something, and he's just looking to. Can you hear me? Is that the thing? Oh, you can. Oh, I thought if you had your headphones off, you couldn't hear me. Well, then I'm not making it any better, any easier for you, am I?
Yeah, I don't think it's gonna happen now. If I would have had a little bit more of the heads up, I'm stage frighted up. You should give me the homework. I can, you know what? I could tweet you or I could text you a picture as verification for next week.
No. So you know what? Since you're not gonna be my special co-host next Tuesday because Dave will be back, you're gonna do this live on Skype for me. Don't worry, the boys won't see. Because I gotta know and I want to see it, and that's my thing. I like to get people naked and doing things because it's fun. Yeah. Oh, I've had it. I have a girl right in front of her husband. She went from being completely clothed to buck naked, turned around and shoving a toy up her ass on the edge of the couch, which is always fun for me. I like to give you that little push, little thing that you need.
It's turtling up. I can't get it to full attention right now.
That's okay. I'll forget. I'll let this one slide this time. But yeah. So. I do have to say, I have had a lot of fun with you these past 2 weeks. And I know the first one was a little rough, but I can't blame it all on PMS. I'm just a little witchy sometimes.
Yeah, and I was also on my first 2 days of sobriety. So that was partially, again, my own doing. So
I'm going to deal with Katie. So I'm gonna stop drinking now. Oh, honey, I'll drive you to it. It's like, you want to come to me like when you're okay, like when you're settled. But no, I'm glad you did survive and you made it through. I'm very excited.
Yeah, well, thank you for having me back, too, because I actually had a better time this week. I feel like I was just with it. That's the whole thing. I just felt a little out of it last week.
Well, that's okay. And I thought that you did a very good job on both times. You did. Everybody, stay tuned for the Mallard Report coming up next. And Gonzo Radio is later on. Eric, you're not going to be on Gonzo this week, are you?
No, I'll just let it out. And since they already figured it out, I want to see what Mike and Brittany can do on their own. So I will not be on the show at all. It's just them taking it. There may be some callers. I don't know. I heard talk that Frank Castle might join in. But it's going to be Mike and Brittany tonight on Gonzo.
Mike and Brittany show. Well, I wish them good luck. Thumbs up for an awesome show tonight. Anything coming up this week for you? Any announcements? Any events? Any weekend plans you want to get out there?
No, just trying to save. Like I said, I've got a trip coming up. Catch me on Drunk and Disorderly later this week. And a therapeutic release with Jenny on Sunday, 5 to 7. We're going to have Amber on. And we're going to be talking about their weekend last week at the Cali Cup. Yeah, and United We Stand.
Very cool. Very cool. Well, if you haven't had enough of me yet, you can catch me Friday, every Friday from noon to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on radioio.com. You can also get archives of this show, Katie's World, on iTunes, also on kinkykatieradio.com. So check them out. So, yeah, pretty cool shit. Oh, there's one thing I have just enough time to get this through. Dude, there's this new fucking thing that they're doing at... Are you a big hockey fan?
No sports at all. Don't have time for it.
Well, there's a new fucking ice pop that they're making from the arena ice.
Whoa, like the actual floor ice?
The actual floor arena ice. I was like, that sounds fucking disgusting because they're mixing fresh fruit in it and purified water, but there's still, like, the majority of it is arena ice. Like, sweat, grunge, blood... Blah, whatever is in this fucking pop, and people are like going batshit crazy for him. I don't get it.
Did they sterilize the ice? No. Is it just like straight off?
It's straight off. Ooh. It's straight off drainage. It's fucking disgusting. All right. Well, we need to get out of here. I need to get out of here. I love you guys. Thank you all for listening. I will catch you next week, this week, and all around. Have a good night. Love ya.
Ain't no sunshine when she's
I like tacos and burritos.